Well, this next poem, was actually a two-page poem, which I have managed to get down to two-thirds of a page, I'm happy to report. It's called Change My Evil Ways. Some days, it is my one wish to live alone, nameless, unfathomable, a drifter or unemployed alien. But that day, the movie was over. I found myself walking in Cambridge, and on the common, there were some conga players, as well as the guys with xylophones, with finger pianos and tambourines. Have you ever seen minnows flopping from shallow to shallow, doing somersaults? The drummer's hands were pale fish, like guppies thrashing light in a clear plastic bag, as blurred as children careening around lawn sprinklers in the careening mercuric blue dusk of August, dulse wavering, hair shook out while somebody dances. Some days it isn't a life alone I need, but one that supplies the luxury of forgiveness. It was a day like that, luckily. Past the tobacconist, a kid sang his song about changing my evil ways and strummed a three-chord blues plugged into a boombox that lay at his side like a wolfhound. And I put my ear close to his snout and a little cautious at first. I began to listen.